Hello, everybody. Anton Crelli here, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast, my e-commerce show that comes out twice a week, every Monday and Thursday morning, with a brand new episode designed to help e-commerce store owners increase their revenue, automate their operations, and become the authority in their niche. Now, before we get into the topic, if my voice sounds a little bit different today, if the podcast sounds a little bit different, it's because not only am I recording this from a car again, but I'm recording it from a borrowed car, from a rent, not a rental car, a loaner car, a 2020 Audi, what is this thing? A5 to be exact. I don't really like it. I like my car better. But I have this thing because I mentioned I smashed that mirror when I started in the car again. And if anybody wants to guess how much it costs to fix a mirror, which I didn't realize, it's not just the glass. They have to order a new house for a housing for it. I think they called it, or a cap, and they have to paint it. If anybody wants to pause right now and think about how much that costs to fix, you can guess. But yeah, if I knew how to paint them, I would drop ship them, because the quote is $2,100. Insane, right? $2,100 because I hit a stupid garbage can, but whatever. I'm getting it back soon, I hope. So yeah, that's what happened there. That was the update, that the cliffhanger from a couple weeks ago. And I've had this car for a week already, so we'll see when I get mine back. I don't know. But yeah, what I wanted to talk about is not related to smashing garbage cans and breaking mirrors and overpriced Audi parts. It is answering a question that came in on, yes, a dropship lifestyle coaching call, which was, where should I spend my ad budget for maximum exposure? Now, I asked them to clarify that question. They didn't. So I am going to make some qualifiers on it that I think will provide more value to you as the listener. So the question was from a member that's newer in Dropship Lifestyle, my coaching program, and they have an ad budget and they want to know basically how to spend it the best when they're first getting started, right? Where should it go to get the best results? And I asked them how much money they were going to use, like what was their budget. They didn't answer that. So I'm going to make one up and let's just say it was $1,500, okay? And we'll change the question again so I can provide more value of how can I spend a $1,500 ad budget for maximum results and exposure when first starting out. So I'm going to answer it in terms of what I would do as far as spending that money, but I'm also going to mention what I would definitely be doing if that was my full budget, in addition to paid traffic, to make sure I was also getting free traffic, and what I would do to make sure that every single person that visited my store was as likely as possible to become a customer. Now, the first thing that probably won't surprise many people here is I would take by far the majority of that $1,500 and I would put it into Google Shopping ads, but I wouldn't just start, if that was all the money I had and I had to make it work, I wouldn't just take that $1,500 and put up all of my products into one shopping campaign and, you know, kind of cross my fingers and see what would work. Instead, I would get more of a, what can you call it, a sniper approach to it. And I would be looking, as I teach in the Dropship Blueprint, when I was doing my market research, to see which suppliers I was selling for that had the least amount of competition, specifically on Google Shopping. So where do I have the most opportunity to stand out with very low cost per clicks and very low budgets? The reason I'd have more opportunity is because less people were selling them. So what I would do when I made my first Google Shopping campaign is I would only include products from those suppliers that had a very low competition rank, not in Google Ads, but in Google Shopping. That way I can make sure, again, I would get more eyeballs, more clicks for my budget. Now, from there, what would I do? While I'm in there, right, I'm in Google Merchant Center, I'm setting everything up, I would make sure I checked off where my products can be shown inside of Google product listings, not product listing ads, but Google product listings. That way I can get free exposure in the organic section of Google Shopping for my full product catalog, not just the ones I was spending my budget on. So you see, I'm using my budget for the products with lower competition in the beginning, but I'm also utilizing the free option there so I can get eyeballs on all of my products for no additional budget. Now, the very small part that I had left over, and by the way, as far as how I would budget it, I would probably start, if I had $1,500 and I was only doing it on low competition products, I'd probably start maybe between $30 and $50 a day on Google Shopping. That would be my initial budget. And then I would take maybe $5 or $10 a day, and I would use that on Facebook dynamic remarketing ads. That way, when people went to my Shopify store, landed on product pages, whether it was from a Google product listing organic search or a Google product listing ad, if they didn't buy, I would be remarketing to them on Facebook. Very small budget, but very high return on ad spend. So that's where the rest of my budget would go. And what, let's just choose an easier number. If I did, I said between 30 and 50 a day. So if I did, let's just say 30 a day plus five on Facebook, 30 on Google, five on Facebook, we're at 35. That's probably like what, $1,000 in my first month. So that would be like 45 days of ads without getting a sale and having profits to put back, which is insane. If that happened, that's the biggest fail ever. So that's not going to happen. Yeah. So my budget would be $30 a day on Google Shopping ads, $5 a day Facebook dynamic remarketing ads. That gives me 45 days of ad spend worth of budget without making a sale, which again would be miserable. Now, what else am I going to do in addition to that, right? Because that's my ad budget, but how am I going to make sure that people are buying when they come to my store, right? Because that's where the money goes, but that's one thing. I can answer that. I can answer how I would spend the money in the beginning on low competition products, but what else could I do? Well, I would definitely make sure my site was optimized for conversions. And if you remember A Dropship Lifestyle, the Dropship Blueprint specifically, my coaching program, just spend a lot of time in module 5, because that's where I teach everything I do to optimize for conversions. But some basics everybody should know is I would be using real urgency by having real expiring coupon codes. I would make sure I was looking at my few competitors and looking at their weaknesses so I could turn those into strengths on my store. I would make sure I had live chat installed and I was actively responding to it, or at least someone on my team was. And I would make sure that I had the exit intent overlay set up so I can capture emails when people go to leave and follow up with them. And in the beginning, if that was my full budget, I would most likely follow up with them manually to do my best to turn them into customers. And in addition to that, I would have it set up so that the abandoned cart emails were going out automatically from Klaviyo, which we connect to Shopify. I teach that also in module 5 of the blueprint. So bounced visits, those are people that leave and see an exit intent overlay, follow up them via email. Abandoned carts, meaning people that fill out step 1 of the order form and not step 2, I would be calling, asking why they didn't buy, seeing what I can do to earn their trust, turn them into customers, so that my $1,500 budget quickly became real sales, real profit, and money I can put in my bankroll to grow that to a very sizable amount very fast, where my ad budget could go up quick. But I do want to say, even though my ad budget could go up quick, it's not just about spending more money because it's there. It's about figuring out what works, putting money into the top performing ads, eventually competing with those products that might have more competition, but do have a ton of search volume. And of course, from there, upping your budget while maintaining return on ad spend, which is all taught in module 6 of the Dropship Blueprint. So just a few tips there, guys. Hope it's helpful. Just on the top of my mind right now as I'm driving. And I'm sorry if you could tell I got distracted for a minute. In my neighborhood, there's like a park for our community. And I just saw my wife's car outside. So I'm looking to see if I could see her and my son in there. I don't. They might be down by the lake over here. But I'm going to drive home. It's 2 minutes away. Anyway, lost my train of thought, but I think I got everything out that I wanted to share with you guys. Mirror is getting fixed, even though it costs so much money. And yeah, that's what I would do if I was starting with a $1,500 total ad budget to make sure I made the most out of it, to make sure I was optimizing for conversions in addition to competing on low competition suppliers. That way my budget can go further. I can get more people to my site. I would leverage free Google product listings in addition to paid. And I would convert every single person that I could so that I could increase my budget while maintaining return on ad spend. So hope you found this helpful, guys. If you did, do me a favor, let me know by leaving a review on the podcast, especially if you use Apple Podcasts. I'll post a link in this podcast description for you how you could do so. And if you got value from this episode, but you're like, I don't even know how to build an e-commerce store, what is this guy talking about? Then my advice is go to dropshipwebinar.com, where you can get a free training from me that shows you how to build highly profitable, semi-automated stores. and where I make a special offer for you on the Dropship Blueprint. Now, in addition to that, I just want to end with this. I have been working really hard on the brand new version of the Dropship Blueprint. It is releasing extremely soon. After this episode goes live, but extremely close to when this episode goes live. And when it does update the new version, we're increasing the price accordingly. So if you want to get the best price you're ever going to see, go to Dropship Webinar, like right now, dropshipwebinar.com, register for the free training, get the special offer, because as soon as the new version of the Dropship Blueprint goes live, the price is going up. And I'll also mention everybody that already has access to the Dropship Blueprint, whether you purchased 7 years ago or you purchase 5 minutes from now, you'll get free updates for life. So you'll be grandfathered in to the better price. So do that if you haven't already. And with that being said, I will talk to you on Monday for the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.